Don't forget to join Lapp and Lance McAllister for Bengals Line, presented by Bud Light, every Monday night, 6 to 9 at the Holy Grail Banks.
Then on Wednesdays, tune in to ESPN 1530 from 6 to 8 for Bengals Game Plan, presented by Bud Light, from the Envision Cinemas Bar and Grill Studio on the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network.
All right, it's the Bengals and Broncos this Sunday. It seems like they meet every year.
Yeah.
Give us the keys to this week's game.
Well, this one would be the three T's. And we're going to start with teams, and it's the all-important, quote, special teams, because Denver's haven't been all that special. The Patriots killed them on special teams. First time since 1979 a team had a takeaway. There was a muff punt by the Denver Broncos. Our good friend Rex Burkhead blocked a punt, and the Patriots returned a kickoff 103 yards for a touchdown. Let's go right into turnovers. Denver is minus 14, 32nd in the NFL. Cincinnati is minus 9, 30th in the NFL. I found a new differential, fumble differential. Right now, the Denver Broncos put 13 fumbles on the ground, most in the league. The Bengals have put 10 on the ground, tied for second most in the league. The differential, Denver is minus 6. They've lost 6 of the fumbles, between fumbles on the ground and the ones they've lost. They're minus 6, tied for second most. The Bengals lead the league, minus 7. Third down. Cincinnati is 31st in the league offensively, converting only 31.1%. Denver's best in the league, allowing only 27.6%. The last two games, the Bengals have converted 11.1% on third down. The last three games, 21.5% on third down. That has to change. You got to get your defense off the field, keep your offense on the field, Dan. It's that simple.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's show. For Lapp and Coach Lewis, I'm Dan Horde. We'll see you next week after the pigskin flies at Sports Authority Field.
Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis was brought to you in part by McDonald's. I'm loving it.